Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. On the Faith Radio Network, did you hear about the new, even cheaper, even easier to access credits that is coming soon to a mortgage lender near you? And what would these scriptures enlighten us to do with respect to really, really cheap, easy to get credit? Even if your federal government steps in and says, don't worry, if you don't make your payments, we've got you covered. It's true, this news has not gotten a whole lot of attention over the last couple of days, but earlier this week, business news publications like CBS MarketWatch, Reuters News, Forbes Magazine, and such published this data, and I'll read just a little bit of this. After an extended drought of credits being available to consumers, it's going to get really easy to buy a home again. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, the FHFA, set forth new guidelines that will allow government backing of mortgage loans, plans that they have shunned since the mortgage crisis of 2008. In a surprise move, the guidelines include a provision to consider some mortgages without any down payments at all. In other cases, mortgage loans will be available for as little as 3% interest. My goodness, what does this mean? Joining us to talk about it, our great friend David Smith from Smith Investment Management, who offers biblical insights on our finances and also advises clients all across North America with traditional and unconventional wisdom. David Smith, welcome back to the Faith Radio Network. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Austin. Thank you for having me.
I was quite surprised when I saw this news. I mean, we've seen rock bottom interest rates from the set by the Federal Reserve, of course, for the last several years, but very few loans being made for business startups, for mortgages, for just about everything. At least far fewer loans being made by banks and lending institutions than was made, you know, 7-8 years ago. Now this seems like, call me crazy, this seems like our federal government going in the exact direction it went a decade ago, in a direction that led to the mortgage crisis. What's your analysis here of this new, easier-to-get mortgage loan stuff?
Well, I think you're right, Austin. You know, everybody wants lending to be accessible to, a broad patch of America. You know, having a home is part of the American dream. But you're exactly right. We've gone down this path before, making credit too easy to get, and then having a huge percent of the population lose their homes, which I would argue the demoralizing aspect of losing a home is more than it's worse than not getting a home in the first place. So it's a troubling thing.
It's troubling for me to see this new direction that our government is taking. There's great political gain for politicians, and this was true for President George W. Bush. It was true for President Bill Clinton before him. It's true for members of Congress. There's great political gain when credit is cheap and everybody gets a mortgage and everybody gets a house. It hurts when people can't make their payments and they lose their house, as you're pointing out. What are your thoughts? I mean, I'm looking at this. I mean, 3% down on a mortgage loan, 0% interest in some cases, zero money down in some cases, 3% interest. I mean, this is ridiculously easy, what's being proposed here and what apparently is going to be proposed to banks in terms of people getting a mortgage loan. And when it doesn't cost much, it's real easy to get into something and then bail out. And that's what we saw in the mortgage crisis, or at least part of it back in 08 and 09 and such. Are we headed for creating a whole nother crisis again in the United States of America, in your estimation?
Well, in my opinion, yes. In the interest of trying to level the playing field, about a third of the houses that have been purchased in the last handful of years have been all cash purchases. And so, you know, the government looks at that, and people who measure that look at that and say, wow, you know, obviously, most people cannot, most of their neighbors can't pay all cash for a house. We need to make things more accessible. But the simple desire to do something good should not replace the basic principles that people need to be able to service their debt, and as a habit they need to underspend their income consistently, and just organize their house in that way.
All right, David Smith from Smith Investment Management. He's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. David, when we come back, we're going to ask you for some, I guess, some directly scriptural wisdom on facing this offer that will be made available to a lot of people of really, really easy mortgage loans and cheap credit. What would these scriptures advise us to do? We'll talk with David Smith further in just a moment. 618, it's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. On the Faith Radio Network. Still to come. Yes, indeed, the issue of life continues to beg for our attention across our culture and throughout our country with a very high-profile proposed suicide in the state of Oregon. We'll talk with the Christian Medical and Dental Association about that coming up into the next hour. David Smith from SmithInvestmentManagement.com on our guest line talking about this news that I'm a little surprised hasn't gotten more attention across the country. But our U.S. federal government is issuing guidelines to banks and in essence telling them, hey, you know what? This X percentage of money down to buy a new home, lower that. We can, for some buyers, some borrowers, potential borrowers, we can do 0% down for a new home. Let's just get some homes sold. And by the way, if the borrowers back out on their mortgage loan, don't worry, the government's got you covered. We saw this last decade. That's part of what led to the mortgage crisis. David Smith from SmithInvestmentManagement.com helping us discern this. How would the scriptures speak to us, in your estimation, David, on accessing this very cheap and available credit, taking advantage of what on the surface looks like a great opportunity to buy a house? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, the whole issue of the cheap and easy credit is coming at us from a number of directions. It can be school loans. It can be this new mortgage product that they're talking about. And, you know, the overview, I think there's two important points. One, my first point would kind of be a point for your mind and for your thinking. Pretty straightforward. Proverbs 22:7 says, the borrower is servant or slave to the lender. And, you know, we need to think long and hard anytime we're contemplating something where we are going to become a servant to do it. And, you know, we need to make sure that we're underspending our income today. Mm-hmm. And if we're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then we see an offer of inexpensive debt that will allow us to get something that we desire, you know, we really need to check ourselves and seek God diligently before we make more promises. We want to underspend our income, and something I've said a number of times over the years is, you know, we can't drink ourselves sober, and we can't overborrow and overspend ourselves into prosperity.
Point well taken. For those who are hearing this news about easy mortgages and saying, okay, yeah, I get the underspending part, give us a couple of steps that we can start taking right now, just briefly, to get a hold of our finances, our income, our outgo, and make the analysis and determine, are we really underspending?
The simple thing of getting out a sheet of paper and writing down income and expenses, we can subtract from our income all of our expenses and see if we're underspending and overspending. A more lazy way, and one that I often use, is simply to check the balances of my checking accounts and see if they are accumulating cash over time or reducing my cash position over time. That's an easy way to figure out if we're overspending or underspending, assuming you're not using, you know, credit card bills. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Just real quick here, I want to make sure I'm connecting the dots here correctly. You note the scriptural admonitions that a borrower becomes enslaved to the lender. Well, if the U.S. federal government, funded by all of us who pay taxes, if the federal government is guaranteeing these loans, then all of us who pay taxes, we are enslaved to the borrowers and the lenders, are we not?
We certainly are. We certainly are. And, you know, the current monetary, the economists that, you know, talk to our politicians and run the Federal Reserve, they have a belief system that says we must, as a country, grow the amount of debt we have every year if we want to grow our economy. Now, that's not how you and I think is running our household. We want to grow our income and shrink our debt. That's not how they think at the government level. They think we've got to grow the total amount of debt in our country to grow our economy. So they are pushing these policies that encourage, as a country, us to grow our debt every year. It's you know, counterintuitive to me.
And navigating this and being wise and acting in accordance to the scriptures becomes even more complex. David Smith from SmithInvestmentManagement.com. Find him there. Some thoughts on the coming new line of cheap mortgage loans and other forms of credit. David Smith, as always, thanks so much. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Austin.
625, it's the Faith Radio Network that you're listening to. I'm Austin Hill. Welcome to Thursday. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.